a scenario no one wants to see happen. In this exercise, an IED explodes on an SAISD school bus, injuring several dozen students, followed by a second blast a few minutes later.
Given the modern day and age, we want to prepare our students for any type of possibility, any type of unforeseen event, no matter how tragic it might be.
Philip De La Pena is the coordinator of the Law Enforcement, Fire Science, and Health Professions Magnets at Edison. After the blast, fire engines and ambulances entered the school quickly as students took the responsibilities of firefighters to extinguish the bus. Paramedics rushed into the field where the injured students lay. The victims, played by drama students, were given lifelike injuries.
I ain't gonna pull it out, okay?
Police and forensics teams scoured the detonated bus for evidence and arrested a suspect during the demonstration. Each of the victims were taken to the gymnasium for triage as health students acted as nurses and dental students examined x-rays to ID the deceased. Karina Pena was acting as a public information officer to inform the media.
Nobody was injured in the second bombing, but the first bombing, there's a lot of people injured. So far, we only have 4 fatalities.
It was a large-scale operation, but the students didn't go at this alone. The San Antonio Fire, Police, and Emergency Services Departments gave their insight. Christian Bove is a spokesman with the fire department.
A lot of these students are really interested in becoming, you know, police officers, firefighters, and for them to get this experience at, you know, anywhere from 15 years old to 18 year old is really, you know, irreplaceable.
The school plans on doing the drill annually. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.